sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
New York City is known as one of the big melting pots here in the United States. People from all over the world live in New York, attracted to its vibrant arts, entertainment, business, and yes, sports scenes. One men's college basketball team in New York symbolizes the city's multicultural nature. Brooklyn's Long Island University, known as LIU, has players from Iceland, the Netherlands, Nigeria, Senegal, and Central African Republic. VOA's Bernard Schussman joins us now from New York with this feature on the team.
The team is the Blackbirds. They play in the Northeast Conference that has 21 foreign-born players, five of them at LIU. 20-year-old Nura Zana is from Nigeria. His goal is to play in the National Basketball Association, the top basketball league in the world. But Zana knows there's more to basketball than playing the game.
Hopefully, you know, if I can get a job in the NBA, like an international department job, so, you know, we can help basketball more global, you know, in Africa, and promote the game more in Africa and, you know, help more kids.
One of his teammates is Glenn Fidanga. This 21-year-old college junior is from the Central African Republic.
Like a lot of kids in Africa, they're dreaming to come here, but they're not lucky enough to get a chance to come, but I was one of the lucky ones to get a chance to come to the United States.
One of the youngest players on the team is 18-year-old Ganlandu Cisse. He's from Senegal. His goal is to play professionally in Europe. Cisse is learning to be independent.
Like college is a lot of probably different new thing. Like you have to manage your time, your school, your work, basketball court. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, so I'm handling it right now.
Get your head, home run first.
Jack Perry has been LIU's head coach for 4 years. He believes strongly in gathering information about possible basketball recruits, no matter where they're from.
And obviously, you want to get a kid that's athletic, that has potential on the basketball court. But we also look at other things, how they handle adversity. Are they constantly whining and complaining or making excuses, that kind of stuff on the court? How do they handle situations with their parents, teachers and things like that?
3 out of the last 5 years, the Blackbirds have been champions of their conference. Perry believes his international team is on track to achieve some of the same glory that LIU has enjoyed in its past basketball history.
He's going to fire it now for three. Good!
Bernard Schussman, VOA News, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
I'm big, young, with dreams are made of. There's nothing you
We heard Jay-Z rapping about sitting courtside for the Knicks and the Nets in New York. Well, the Knicks feature a big Latvian player, 2.21 meters tall, Kristaps Porzingis, who is one of the most talked about big men in the league this season. The 20-year-old Porzingis has been very impressive in his first NBA season. He's averaging about 14 points and 9 rebounds a game. Porzingis was named the NBA Eastern Conference's Rookie of the Month for November. Minnesota Timberwolves center Karl Anthony Towns was named the Western Conference's Rookie of the Month. And I think both of those players will be getting a few votes at the end of the season for the NBA Rookie of the Year Award. In NBA action on Thursday night, the Miami Heat edged the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder 97-95. It was a wild back-and-forth game that featured 38 lead changes and 11 ties. Miami's star guard Dwayne Wade scored 28 points, including two free throws with less than 2 seconds left in the game to put the Heat ahead to stay. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant each scored 25 points for Oklahoma City, which misfired on a pair of three-point shots in the final 10 seconds. Now, in terms of those 38 lead changes, no other NBA game before Thursday had more than 25 lead changes this season. And in D. Wade's 13-season career with the Heat, no Miami game had more than 31. In other NBA results Thursday, the Orlando Magic defeated the Utah Jazz 103-94. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Memphis Grizzlies 103-83. The Portland Trail Blazers topped the Indiana Pacers 123-111. The Boston Celtics beat the Sacramento Kings 114-97. And the Denver Nuggets edged the host Toronto Raptors 106-105. The Raptors will be at home again on Saturday when they try to stop the record-winning streak of the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors. Led by sharpshooting guard Stephen Curry, the league's reigning most valuable player, the Warriors have won their first 20 games, the best ever start in NBA history. They're playing back.
Hey mates, remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Thanks for that red-hot listening tip, Barry. Our loyal and longtime Voice of America listeners will sometimes ask me, Sonny, what's Barry been up to these days? Well, I can say he's enjoying retirement in the southern U.S. state of Georgia. Football news now on the Voice of America. The alleged corruption at football's world governing body, FIFA, plunged to new depths this week when U.S. authorities charged more than a dozen officials with embezzling money from the organization. Two FIFA vice presidents were arrested in Switzerland, even as the body's executive committee met to discuss key reforms. Henry Ridgewell joins us now with a report from London.
This week was meant to mark a new chapter for FIFA. A key vote was approved on reforms designed to turn it into a trusted and professional sports organisation. Instead, the scale of that task was made clear as 16 FIFA officials were charged Thursday by US authorities, who alleged that huge sums were siphoned off, intended to help natural disaster relief and grassroots football programmes, and lucrative media rights sold off for bribes. The charges target several of the most senior football executives in South and Central America. US Attorney General Loretta Lynch said huge sums were involved.
The scale of corruption alleged herein is unconscionable. And the message from this announcement should be clear to every culpable individual who remains in the shadows, hoping to evade this ongoing investigation. You will not wait us out, and you will not escape our focus.
The U.S. charges came hours after the arrest of two FIFA vice presidents by Swiss police. The allegations lay bare the hypocrisy at the heart of FIFA, says sports historian Philip Barker, who spoke to VOA via Skype.
It's the kind of coaching facilities that they're setting up, the coaching expertise that they're sending in, it all does come across rather empty when it turns out that people are actually enriching themselves from the funds that are supposed to be helping football at the grassroots. It's very disturbing.
11 current and former members of FIFA's executive committee have been charged in the US investigation. The acting president of FIFA, Issa Hayatou, pledged full cooperation.
Les événements qui se sont déroulés ce matin.
Hayatou said that the arrests underscore the necessity to establish a complete program of reforms for FIFA. Those reforms include reducing the power of FIFA's executive committee and greater transparency. The body is due to elect a new president in February, but the criminal investigations could engulf that process, says Barker.
This is one of the big problems with the FIFA investigations, that those who were perceived as being the new broom that might help to clean out the house have also been subject to allegations.
Meanwhile, former President Sepp Blatter is suspended as part of a separate investigation by Swiss authorities into a $2 million payment to European soccer head Michel Platini. Henry Richwell for VOA News, London.
Thanks, Henry. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. A quick shout out for my Facebook friend, Sir Joshua Zenit, who studied at the University of Port Harcourt and lives in Sapele, Nigeria. Sir Joshua supplied me with my latest Facebook profile picture. Check it out if you get a chance. I'm shown delivering one of my Sunny Side of Sports salutes. I'll have more football news, but first, let's take a break for these Voice of America programming announcements.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Football's governing body, FIFA, announced three-player shortlists this week for its Men's and Women's Player of the Year awards. Ladies first, Carly Lloyd of the USA, Aya Miyama of Japan, and Celia Sasich of Germany are the three finalists for the Women's Award, which will be announced January 11th at a gala in Zurich, Switzerland. And the three contenders for the Men's Award are Lionel Messi of Barcelona and Argentina, Cristiano Ronaldo of Real Madrid in Portugal, and Messi's Barcelona teammate, Brazilian star Neymar. I asked our football guru, David Legg, who's your pick for the men's award?
Well, Sonny, immediately I'm deleting Neymar. It's business as usual, Sonny. It's either Messi or Ronaldo. I'm not sure whose turn it is. These two guys have been dominating this award for so long now. I would probably go with Messi. I'm more, Sonny, of a Messi fan than a Ronaldo fan. And the reason for that is, in fact, partly to do with their character. I find Messi to be a slightly humbler figure. I've been reading a lot about Ronaldo recently, and boy, this guy has got, yeah, he's quite fond of Ronaldo, Sonny. he doesn't need a PR agent. He does it all for himself. he scores a lot of goals, and I think one advantage Messi definitely has, you can see it, I think, Sonny, this season. I think Messi is surrounded by overall better players at Barcelona than Ronaldo is at Real Madrid. I mean, sometimes some of those Real Madrid players, they seem to disappear from view for a long time. And I did watch the recent Clásico, and what a match. I mean, Barcelona 4, Real Madrid 0 at the Bernabeu. That was tough, Sonny. If you were a Real Madrid supporter, you had to get rid of that kit pretty quickly. Just get back to your civilian gear. You didn't want anybody to identify you as a Real Madrid supporter. Sonny, it's going to be close. I think it's between Messi and Ronaldo. Who knows? I mean, they're both outstanding footballers. I cannot remember, you know, going back 10, 20 years, an era where two players have sort of just ruled the roost so much. I mean, year after year. What you've got to say about both these superstars is they are incredibly consistent. You know, I'm always waiting for the season when Ronaldo simply won't be banging in the goals every weekend, when Messi won't be banging in the goals every weekend, when defenders finally discover some way of stopping these guys. But it hasn't happened, Sonny, year after year after year, season after season. In a great league, I mean, the Spanish La Liga, a great league to watch, a great league to follow. These two guys, their consistency, their consistent brilliance is truly amazing. And they, whichever one of them wins, I think we can safely say on The Voice of America, they will deserve it.
But David, don't you think Messi deserves some extra credit for being out of action for 2 months, still banging in a lot of goals and lifting three big trophies, UEFA Champions League, La Liga, and the King's Cup?
Precisely, Sonny. Yeah, that's why he would get my vote. But, I mean, as much as I would vote for Messi, I know there are a lot of people who would vote for Ronaldo. Ronaldo, remember, Sonny, it's more than just football. They look at these two players off the field as well. And you've got to admit, Ronaldo is a very stylish, cool, clean customer. Maybe a little bit more so than Messi, but if I was picking my World 11, Sonny, I'd put Aubameyang up front with Lionel Messi. I'll put Ronaldo, Sonny, on the bench. He can come on for the last 5 minutes.
All right, thanks, David. That's our football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2015, let's go back to January when I gave kudos to Cristiano Ronaldo for winning the 2014 FIFA Ballon d'Or Award. Here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Cristiano Ronaldo, who for the second year in a row and third time overall has been crowned the world's best footballer. At a gala ceremony in Zurich, Switzerland, the Portugal and Real Madrid star was presented with the FIFA Ballon d'Or trophy. How do you feel, Cristiano?
Amazing. I feel very good. Happy. It was a fantastic night, fantastic trophy. Very proud.
You should be very proud, Cristiano. You've now matched France's Zinedine Zidane and Brazil's Ronaldo, who also won 3 FIFA Player of the Year awards. And you're now in second place behind Argentina's Lionel Messi, who has won 4. Cristiano, were you confident of beating Messi and German goalkeeper Manuel Neuer this time around?
I'm not sure about nothing. I was hope that I have good chance, but the beginning when they mentioned the name, the heart started to beat fast and adrenaline. It's a hard moment, to be honest. But I think I deserve. Neuer deserved too, and Messi, but last year I deserved more, so I'm really pleased for that.
Meanwhile, Germany's Nadine Kessler was real pleased after winning the FIFA Women's Player of the Year award for 2014. Another German, Joachim Löw, was named the FIFA Men's Coach of the Year after leading Germany to the World Cup title in Brazil. And speaking of the World Cup, Colombia's James Rodriguez won FIFA's Best Goal Award for 2014 for a stunning strike against Uruguay during the World Cup. Pro boxing news now on the VOA. Our big story this week was Tyson Fury becoming the new world heavyweight champion. Let's listen in again to a report by the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi.
Good evening, Africa. British boxer Tyson Fury has become the new world heavyweight champion after upsetting Ukrainian Vladimir Klitschko in Dusseldorf, Germany. Tyson, who remains unbeaten, won the fight in front of over 50,000 boxing fans in a unanimous decision that ended Klitschko's 9-year reign. The judges called the fight 115-112, 115-112, and 116-111, all for the 27-year-old Tyson.
Congratulations to Vladimir and his team. They put up a really good fight tonight. I found him quite awkward to land clean on, as he did me. You know, he caught me with some good shots, so credit to him. I'm a young, big, fast heavyweight, so congratulations to Vlad because he landed some great punches on me tonight. But tonight just wasn't his night, and it was my night. God gave me the victory tonight, so I hope to have many more defences of these titles in the future. And if I could just say one thing, if I could be half as good a champion as Vladimir Klitschko, I'd be very, very happy.
Tyson now becomes the World Boxing Association, International Boxing Federation and World Boxing Organization heavyweight champion.
Just all the hard work has been rewarded with these belts. And to be called myself, go down with the legends, as calling myself the heavyweight champion of the world, you know. This has been the icing moment on the cake. Something I've been working towards my whole life. And like I said in the ring today, it was definitely the Jerry Maguire story for me and Mick Hennessy. Started from the bottom, now we're at the top together. Everybody wrote us off, said we had no chance. I kept faith, he kept faith, Peter kept faith. We all believed we could do it. We came here and we done it.
All through the fight, the 39-year-old Ukrainian who was caught under the left eye in round 5, simply couldn't pull the trigger. Klitschko finally started fighting in round 12, but it was too little, too late.
Today was not a good night for me to win this fight. I wish there will be more clean shots that I could land. I couldn't find the right distance and land those shots. Tyson was quick with his hands and his body movement. And his head movement, I couldn't land the right punches. I congratulate him tonight. He won the fight. And to be continued.
Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. We heard from Vladimir Klitschko at the end of Shagun's report, and with Klitschko's words, to be continued, it seems to leave open the possibility of a rematch against the new heavyweight champ, Tyson Fury.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game on. This is cool. Just come out and play with me. This is for the globe. Just come out and play with me. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the globe. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the globe. Just come out and play with me. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the globe. We got the game on.
Hey, g'day mates, remember me? This is the old Sports Emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Now let's go to the U.S. city of Columbus, Ohio. That's where on Sunday, the Columbus Crew will host the Portland Timbers in the Major League Soccer Cup Championship match. Interesting match from an African perspective. This is a game between two of the league's top African strikers. The Columbus Crew feature Kai Kamara from Sierra Leone. Kai had his best ever season in Major League Soccer. He banged in 22 goals during the regular season, which tied him as the league's joint leading scorer. And the Portland Timbers, they've got a top striker themselves. In the tall, lanky Nigerian striker, Fenendo Addy, he had 16 goals during the regular season. So both Addy and Kamara playing for the MLS Cup on Sunday here in the USA. And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Mr. Chang working the boards nicely this evening. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.